Buckle up for a Radio 191 FM podcast.
You there, student. Do you endlessly doom-scroll Trade Me Jobs, Indeed and Seek? Do you put off thinking about a career post-study? Do you even know where your degree can get you? Well, worry no more, friend. It's time for In This Economy, where Hoftroff speaks with job experts from the University of Otago Career Development Centre. From how to boost your CV to leadership programs, we've got the goods to get you from A to B, B to C, C to 3, 3 to D, D to me to B, B to Z.
That'll be good for the economy.
It will be good for the economy. Morena to both of you. We've got Petra Haas and Sian Watts here from the Career Development Centre. How are we doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Nice. Yeah. Was the commute on campus okay? Was it rainy?
It was a pretty tough 2-minute walk from the office.
Legs are a bit sore.
Yeah. Leg day.
Classic. We're here to launch our new segment, collaborative segment, In This Economy, which is just bloody fantastic. It's really, really awesome to have it come together. I want to first ask both of you, what were your first jobs after university?
Go on, Petra.
Okay.
Come on, girl.
Well, actually, I was a pizza baker.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
wow. I did have a 7-year career as a pizza baker, starting before university and after, but soon to be swapped for a career as a trainee with a publishing company.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Germany.
Nice. Yeah. And then did that lead to journalism?
Not journalism. I was on the other side. I was on the sales side of media. Circulation, subscriptions, retail, wholesale.
Oh, right.
This part.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah.
And then what about you, Sian? Mm.
I was a friendly travel agent selling overpriced flights to students.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did that go for?
1 year.
1 year? Is that all you could stomach?
Yes. Yeah, that's as much ripping people off as I can take.
Yeah, retail in that kind of environment is always a bit challenging. Mm-hmm. But can't pay for sticking it out. I respect that. Although it's the start of the year, my first real question to both of you is you know, should students be worried about finding a job now, just given that we're only, 2 weeks into university? Is it something they should be worried about?
I'm going to defer to the careers advisor.
I would say, in general, not more than ever. I think it's a very good idea, they're in a very good position to find work. Yes, the job market is a little bit constricted at the moment. Mm. But what that means is it's good to start early. It may take a little bit longer, but I wouldn't say that there are no options. Hiring is still happening. Mm. It's just a matter of being on top of it, but the same is true at any given time.
Mm. I remember when we were talking about this in our meeting, I think last month, I think, did you liken it to like going to the gym, Sian?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one of those necessities that you have to kind of do to better yourself.
Yeah, and you're kind of playing the long game here. You're not going to get instant gains from going to the gym one time.
Mm.
And you might have to try out a few different things to really get the effects that you want. But it's absolutely like the gym in that you've paid for your membership. Every student pays their student services fee.
Mm-hmm.
So come and use us, because otherwise you're paying for the gym and never going. So we're here because you have really paid us to be here, and we really want to be of service.
Mm-hmm. I've least said you're paying for the German.
You're also paying for the
You're also paying for a German.
Thank you for that.
Oh, man.
For such those, a pleasure.
For those who are unfamiliar with the Career Development Centre and the Social Impact Studio, could you all give a brief rundown of your respective little pigeonholes there?
Yeah, I just start. So Career Development Centre, we are here for future students, current students and beyond. So we really help with all things career related, which ranges from what would be a good degree for me, where can I take my degree, so what are your career options, and with all the steps related to recruitment, finding a job, job search strategy, how to prepare, mm-hmm. how to put together good applications, all those questions. The best thing is, we will, well, obviously our services are Sian just explained it. Not really for free, but they are for free, so we don't charge you when you come and want to see us. You can come as many times as you wish. We have a broad range of things. We have workshops, webinars. Another important thing is we bring employers onto campus. Mm-hmm. So this is something I really want to almost urge everybody, use those opportunities, come along to those events to make connections with your future professional community. So really talk to the recruitment specialists, find out what are the differences between the firm. Right now, we are at the peak of graduate recruitment in investment banking, finance, law is starting as well. So these are the industries that typically really start at the year to recruit for next year. Mm. Yeah, so you have to be early. But throughout the year, there will be plenty of opportunities. You can come and see us for one-on-one advice, of course, as well. But the opportunities to engage as a group with the Social Impact Studio as well. Mm-hmm. There are plenty, and I recommend doing this because it's a wonderful way of getting and meeting people, getting mm-hmm. to know them mm-hmm. and connecting with your future peers and industry.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. And for you, Sian, the Social Impact Studio, what is that? What do those words mean?
Yeah, well, I was just trying to think of an analogy. I'm going to go with caramel.
Caramel.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a big fan of caramel.
Me too. Caramel's good.
Yeah, it's good.
But you know that little sprinkle of sea salt that you put mm-hmm, on top that mm-hmm. just makes the whole package?
The flavor explodes.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're like the sprinkle of sea salt. So alongside your formal education, your learning that you do in those spaces, your labs, your textbooks, we are, I guess, here to help you find those additional human skills and lean on those and amplify those so you can, activate them so you can increase your positive social impact. Mm-hmm. So, most students come to uni because they actually want to be in service of the greater community or a larger cause. Mm-hmm. But it's not just what you know, it's actually who you are and some of these human skills that are harder to teach in a textbook formal setting, mm-hmm. but it's actually all the things you do outside of studies where you really learn those skills. But how do we support students to learn those things on purpose?
Yeah.
So you know what you've got, so you can activate them when you need and apply them with greater impact is mm-hmm. basically one half of our job, because the other half of the job is actually being that bridge with the community and helping the community to meet their needs and priorities and bringing together the goodness from the student community and the wider Oti Puti community to do good stuff.
Fantastic. I think we're sometimes students come to university with a mindset of just having a degree to get a job. But what you're saying is that what the Social Impact Studio does is that, you're coming to a degree, coming to university to maybe better yourself and going for the being aspect rather than the having aspect and do a little bit more self-actualization through volunteer and community work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hell yeah. Awesome. Petra, let's start off talking some career stuff. Yep. Now, it's hard for a lot of people to get professional jobs these days. An important part of landing a job seems about, making connections. How can someone do that in their first and second year at university?
Well, I just continue on what Sian said. I mean, joining uni crew is an excellent way, mm-hmm. and it's an excellent way of building the skills. I think one thing, excuse me, I really want to highlight is employers are hiring for capabilities. They're hiring for evidence of skills, mm-hmm. not necessarily for experience. One question students often ask when they graduate, say, oh, I have no experience. Well, first, it isn't true. Everybody has experience, and it doesn't have to be necessarily paid work experience. Yeah, so practical coursework, all of those things matter as well, but also what you do outside your degree. So connecting with the uni crew or student clubs, mm-hmm. all the different clubs and societies OUSA is offering, mm-hmm. Student executives, yeah. Whatever your interest is outside university, sports, there's so many opportunities to connect, engage.
Student media.
Yeah, student media.
Yes.
So plenty of opportunity to do this. Have fun while you study. Meet people. Don't be alone. Mm-hmm. And also do something for your skills development, something you can put on your CV later on, and employers really love that.
Yes, yeah,
they
yes.
love seeing that you are someone who can engage and be a social person in different settings, mm-hmm. build your skills, mm-hmm. but also do your degree, obviously. The mix is really a good way of doing it. And I think it's a way of keeping you connected with your whānau here on campus as well. And you make connections that last beyond university.
Mm, totally. When I first made my first CV in 2020, I realized, wow, I have nothing on there. So it's really, really good, people, to go out and do some stuff and get uncomfortable and do some real awesome volunteering work. I think volunteering is a really awesome way to spice up your life. Given the gloomy job market domestically, which you mentioned before, many students are probably looking at going overseas. Does New Zealand have a good reputation for producing, I guess, like very hireable students on like an international scale?
I would say so, definitely. University of Otago is a well-reputed university, and I see with a heavy heart sometimes that quite a few actually go overseas for better salaries and also better job options at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, especially Australia, it's a bigger economy, much bigger population, so there are more opportunities as well, but it works well. I think we need to discriminate a little bit between professional qualifications and academic qualifications. So with an academic qualification, obviously, you can go anywhere in the world and continue study or apply for a job. If you are in a profession that requires professional registration, then you need, of course, to consider what are the requirements for your dedicated country, but it's very easy in most professions to swap over to Australia. Often they have shared registration boards or mutual agreements to recognize each other's qualifications, so it's very easy mm-hmm. for an Otago grad to make that move.
Fantastic. Yeah. And we're going to move on to talking about the Social Impact Studio now. I believe you touched on, I guess, a big aspect of the Social Impact Studio being about community building. What were some of the highlights from 2024 in that regard?
One of the fun things that we did last year was an event called Good Mahi. That was actually a collaboration with OUSA mm-hmm. through the Rec Centre. And so that was, I guess, a campus-wide initiative in that it involves students and staff. And so they headed out to a whole range of different community organisations in Dunedin. And it was just something that people could get on and do together, you know. So we had staff from property services rock up in their overalls and they went out planting with students on the peninsula. We had students and staff go out to Foster Hope and pack backpacks. So I think that had been on our minds for a few years. Mm-hmm. And so it was really fun to be able to see that come to life alongside OUSA. And then I always love On Purpose. So that stands out a little bit differently from some of our other initiatives, which focus on connecting students with the community and doing the sort of mahi aroha. Mm-hmm. On Purpose is a social impact speaker night. So it's more around exposing students to different narratives around leadership for social change rather than always, you know, having that image of, you know, the old white guy in the boardroom who's got all the money and mm-hmm. all the power. Mm-hmm. You know, this is really changing people's understanding around what leadership can look like and what that work even entails. So On Purpose is definitely one of the standout events each year where we get to shake shit up a bit.
Nice, that's fantastic. Aside from volunteering at Unicrew, there's the Reading Oasis, where uni students read to years 1 to 3s, and the Emerging Leaders Program, which I really want to touch on. How does this program work to produce leadership in students, and what are some examples of its success?
So the Emerging Leaders Program, very simply, it's about wanting to support students to get recognized for the things that they're doing outside of their studies mm-hmm. because we know that thousands of students, like thousands, mm-hmm. are doing things outside of their studies, mm-hmm. both paid and unpaid. And so why not support students to actually look at those experiences through that lens of personal and professional development? Because if you don't realize that you're, I don't know, say building leadership skills, then you literally can't activate those and apply them when, I don't know, society might really need you to step up into that leadership capacity. Mm-hmm. Or you might be really creative, but unless you can see that in yourself and you can confidently back your ability, you might miss out on an opportunity because you don't see that in yourself. So the Emerging Leaders Program is designed to meet students where they're at. Mm-hmm. So say you're Radio 1 volunteers. We've got a number of different categories which reflect many of the different contexts in which students will do these extra and co-curricular activities. Mm-hmm. You could choose one of the 10 different categories. So your students might choose student and campus engagement. And to achieve in a category, you just do a minimum of 30 activity hours. And then we make you go through this guided reflection. And reflection, I think, is one of those unsung heroes for actually unlocking students' potential. Because it's not like we would sit around over, you know, a cup of tea and go, "Hey, Zach, how's your leadership development going?" But what we've known through, you know, the time that we've been running is that students actually really value these intentional spaces to unpack this fluffy L word. And so we really break it down into vocabulary that, you know, a lot of Kiwi students, they're like, "Oh, you know, I can't talk about myself like that. I surely cannot live up to those words."
Totally.
But you actually need students to meet those words and get comfortable with associating with those words with their own identity.
Yes.
So that by the time they go to a careers expo and they meet a prospective employer, they can speak about themselves with confidence, mm-hmm. rather than, you know, this tentative, super humble persona. So it's really about setting students up to be successful and getting to see themselves and helping to tell their own story confidently.
Yes, that's fantastic, because I think a lot of New Zealanders are a bit, you know, tall poppy syndrome, a little bit self-effacing, mm-hmm. and then you see the people who make it to the top, and sometimes they aren't the most people who deserve that position, maybe.
No.
The bad kind of confidence.
You see students do amazing things, and then they walk away and they just say, "Oh yeah, I helped out with that." And you're like, "Dude, you put 600 hours of airtime in and you created a whole new podcast and you brought in the most number of guests and had amazing feedback and you just say that you helped."
Yeah.
You didn't even put it on your CV.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly the kind of situation that we want to avoid, and give students the confidence to back themselves because they are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Petra, I'm going to swing it over to you now. The Career Hub?
Mm-hmm,
is that what we're talking? That is an incredible tool that I think not a lot of students know or use. And for my case, I didn't really know about it until my last year when I saw you guys. I was like, okay, I'm actually going to... I got desperate. You could say that. Could you explain how important of a tool this is?
Yeah, well, thanks, Zach, for bringing it up. Career Hub is... our careers database, and every Otago student once enrolled has an account, so you don't even need to set it up, you just have to log in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Really just log in with your normal Otago login, meaning your student email address and your password, and off you go, Otago Career Hub. What you can get there is booking appointments with us, our full event list, webinars, workshops, employer events, everything, and the NZ Uni Talent job board. Now, many people might not know that. NZ Uni Talent is a job board shared by all of the universities in New Zealand where employers advertise internships and graduate opportunities directly to students. So, you know, when you go onto this job board, everything that's advertised there is for students.
Mm-hmm.
So I really recommend it. And please log on. I have another thing I really want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I know you get so, so many emails. I know that. And it's a burden. And often they go unchecked because it's just too many. But if you're interested in updates on what's happening at the Career Development Center, we send out every week one email per week, what's on. And this is everything that is happening that's coming up within 1 week. I recommend having a look at that. And if you should receive other emails from the Career Development Center, please do believe us. We don't want to spam you. We only send you emails based on your degree background when we think we have something coming up that would be really interesting for you. So, yeah, please check it. You can always delete it. after checking it. no worries. Okay. But Career Hub is a good thing. And yeah, everything's on there. So just check it out.
Check it out, folks. You heard it here first. I really want to thank you both for your time and coming on today. Let's get a bit of a round of applause for Sian and Petra for coming through this morning. Absolutely fantastic. It's great to have, I guess, people who are dealing with some really, you know, real world stuff. Sometimes I'm just talking to artists about songs and stuff, and it's good to have a balance of creative and professional stuff here on the program. You got any events that you want to plug?
12th of March.
We
have Voluntinder.
Voluntinder?
Yes.
What's Voluntinder?
You can have a hot day with up to 20 different community organisations who are very keen to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And so that's a really nice way to just get a feel for, I guess, the community space in Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
In a pretty sort of low-pressure environment. So I think great for any students who are looking for, you know, a potential volunteer role to get stuck into. There'll be one-off things as well as more ongoing things. Or even if you're just studying something where you actually want to have a better understanding of general community and the services that actually make the world go round.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Voluntinder is just the marketing on that.
Thank you.
Impeccable.
12th of March, 5 to 7 p.m. in the main common room, which is opposite Oahi Order.
Fantastic. And to you, Petra, any events you want to plug?
We have events. However, they don't sound quite as fun as Seance Voluntinder. However, we do have our Career Expo on 19th of March, Wednesday, 19th of March from 11 to 2 in the Link.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you're looking for opportunities, come along. And we have a Grad Red Week. Get graduation ready week starting on the 10th of March when we do a week full of workshops for people looking at graduating this year. So that's on the note of starting early. It's never too late, and earlier is better, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And we're quite excited. We have a pop-up space for the month of March. We call it the workshop, and it's tucked in between the Social Impact Studio and the East Lane. So come and have a look what's going on there, and this is a little bit more workshoppy, or just drop in. If you want to have a chat with a career advisor, come, and no appointment needed. So hope to see you there. By the way, many people don't seem to know where we are located, so I really want to say that.
We suffer the same. I share that plight. Oh, you have the same problem here.
So, unfortunately, our visibility isn't great, even though we are dead right in the middle of campus by the library. So we are beside the Social Impact Studio. We are part of that annex beside the library, opposite from Burns and Castle Lecture Theatres. When you come out the link to the green grass with the wooden benches right on the right-hand side. Can't be missed. And now, if you listen to this, you know where we are, so please come. Say hello. Okay.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you both for coming on the program today. It's about 20 minutes of chat, but I figured we've only got you on once a month for the first semester, so we may as well get our money's worth. And I'm going to play a track here related to jobs. We've got Sleaford Mods with Job Seeker. You're listening to The One. Any final words, Sian and Petra?
Yeah. If you have any career questions, just pop them in.
Mm-hmm.
Radio 1, or when you log on Career Hub, we have a thing, ask a question. Just log on to Career Hub and ask a question, and we will answer.
Fantastic. And to you, Sian.
The person you want to be is on the other side of fear.
There you go. Who said that?
I don't know. It was on a podcast I listened to this morning.
Nice. Fantastic. All right, folks. Here's Sleep.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.